Wichita County scrapped and stayed a part of this game, and it was a seven-point game, middle of the third quarter, and all of a sudden something just clicked for you guys. You're finally getting shots to drop, and you finally got things going in transition and never looked back. But overall assessment of game one of the year?
Sloppy. No, you know, unless you watch about 3 minutes of the full game, it's going to be hard to scout us because we didn't do anything that we had practiced except for those few minutes, which was pushing the ball in transition and getting baskets, you know, in transition. That's how we practiced. That's how we played every single day. And then we came out here and we held on to the ball and we didn't run our offense. So it was unfortunate. You know, first game jitters are what they are. And I think we saw a lot of that with our guys and, you know, certain guys trying to, you know, not try to do too much, but maybe just holding on to the ball a little bit longer than they needed to. And we just have to realize that we've got a lot of guys out there that can make plays, whether that be, you know, penetrating, posting up, because we do have some good size with our guards. But we didn't really ever settle in. You know, we jump out, I think, at 7-0, and then all of a sudden we go south on defense. We don't even play defense for a while, and got to do a better job with that. But, you know, in the first game, we did some good things. But like I said, for about 3 minutes is about the only time we actually ran our offense. And that came because we got stops on the defensive side.
Well, it seemed like, especially early on, and maybe for the most part tonight, you guys really did a good job of cutting to the basket. And we saw that. I really felt bad for Harrison because he probably cut about as good as anybody to the basket, but for whatever reason, the rims just did not want him to score.
No, you know, we had, but, yeah. I think we had him and Hunter, you know, that stick out that really just kind of, they got caught, you know, a couple of times and they short-armed it. You know, they're just kind of short-arming it, trying to get it in there. And then they missed a couple of them. And then all of a sudden the rim started shrinking on them and it was like they started aiming it. And they're too good of players to start aiming it. You know, you're going to have bad games where you don't shoot the ball as well as you'd like to. But in the end, I mean, you just got to wipe it out. You know, you got to let it go, because we did. I bet we had 20 to 30, you know, points worth of missed layups, you know, right at the rim that we just didn't finish. And so that's unfortunate. But at the same time, it's a learning opportunity for those guys to, you know, go ahead and understand that, yes, you know, it's unfortunate. But at the same time, it can't affect your next shot.
Yeah.
You know, you can't turn into, you know, you can't hesitate and you can't short arm shots, regardless if you're 2 feet or 3 feet away, because they both kind of acknowledged the fact that they thought they were short arming a little bit, trying to aim it in there, and that, you know, that's not what we want to do.
You know, one player, he hadn't played in a couple of years just because of shoulder injuries, and he told me that he looks about as strong as anybody taking to the rack, and Parker Gooden, and he showed it tonight. He had a three, but he had a pretty good-looking shot there from three, but, you know, I thought his attack to the basket was about as strong as anybody has you've had in a while.
Yeah, if he can get his shoulders inside of you, you know, it's you're pretty much done, you know, as far as being able to stop him, because he is so strong, and he gets to the basket well. He wants to shoot threes, and right now, you know, you got to be able to put in some time in the gym to get back from a 2 year layoff where you weren't able to shoot, and so he can't settle out there. But at the, you know, there's times where he gets a little kick out and he hit the three tonight, but you know, I really like when he's aggressive going to the basket, whether he's driving or cutting. You know, we just got to do a little better job finishing around there. We've got to focus a little bit more and execute on some of those finishes.
You got to mention this, Evan Smith. What a night he had! That was Yeoman's work down underneath, 22 points, and I would think he had to be close to a double-double there. But I don't know if anybody outworked him for a rebound, because, man, he was very efficient down there tonight.
Yeah, he plays hard. He plays very hard, and sometimes a little bit too aggressive and gets some fouls, which we did the first half. But, you know, he did. He put in a lot of work as well. You know, another kid coming off of a shoulder injury that, you know, missed a lot of last year, and so he gives us some added depth, and he's got good post moves, and he you know, he gets good position. He works angles well, so, because he's not the tallest guy down there by any means, but he's still able to get a shot off a lot, and he's got nice touch around the rim. So extremely, you know, pleasing to see him have that night, you know, coming back for his first game after about a year off. And, you know, hard work pays off, and it paid off for him. And, you know, it's just you still go back to our guys just, you know, taking some possessions off defensively and allowing them to stay in the game. You know, early I thought we had an opportunity to really, you know, just kind of take over and put the game away early, and we didn't. And credit to their guys, they were very aggressive going to the basket, and we got a little lazy, which is something that, you know, I think we've done from time to time. But, you know, late in that third quarter, I think you saw what we want to do and what we're capable of doing as far as running the floor, attacking the paint, kicking it out, and, you know, playing in a rhythm. And I thought they did a decent job of keeping us out of that rhythm. We'll take a look at it. And, you know, being the first game, there's obviously a lot to learn from it. And hopefully they take this as an eye-opener and understand that, you know, we've got to continue to get better every day. But and they will, you know. But like I said, it was funny because coming into the game, I was a little bit – I was really excited, but I was a little bit nervous because, you know, that first game, you tend to – your mind goes a little blank on you every once in a while, and you don't execute what you're supposed to be doing. And our offense gives them a lot of freedom. Unfortunately, tonight we kind of got stuck in the same patterns. We were doing, we weren't really running our offense and reading anything. We were just kind of going through the motions and trying to use our athletic ability to win the game instead of running our offense like we do at practice. And I think that was probably good for them, really, you know, in, you know, the sense that they'll get to see that and they learn from it and move on, and we get better from it.
Over the last 10 and a half minutes, you guys closed out the game on a 27-4 run there, a 26-4 run. Focus your attention next week, and this is a big opportunity for you guys. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, two of the games at home with Coronado and Wichita Trinity, preseason state-ranked team in 3A, dropping down to 3A, and big opportunity to possibly get a 3A win early in the season and then face Garden City on Saturday. But, you know, I think this is good for you guys to take that next step and see what you guys are able to apply from game one to games two, three, and four.
Yeah, and we do, and we're going to have to learn from it quick, and we're going to have to take that into practice and focus in, you know, on defense once, you know, just being in the right position and communicating. They do a great job of communicating, but at times they start to communicate and they stop paying attention to what in the world they're doing. They overloaded us a couple times, and we weren't able to get it matched up, and that comes with communication and understanding, you know, kind of where we want everybody. Game one is good to get the jitters out and learn something, you know, where maybe there's some holes. And I think we saw that, you know, definitely tonight. But I think we did a lot of good things. We just couldn't put it together for a long period of time. We just kind of found ourselves, you know, in a fight there for a while.
Yeah.
Tournaments are exciting, you know, for the kids. They don't have to win or lose. You don't have to sit there and agonize or you know, you can't be too excited about it. You got to get ready for the next game. And for coaches, you know, it's a quick preparation, and I kind of like those situations where you have a quick turnaround, and, you know, as far as being able to prepare one night and move on. So, you know, hopefully they're ready for it. We got to have a couple of guys, you know, maybe play a little bit more off the bench in those three games because, you know, guys get a little bit tired. But I think our guys will learn from the game and we'll, you know, get better and move forward. But, again, it's one of those things where – you know, high school kids, you don't know what to expect really sometimes. And, you know, when it's good, it's good. And you know, when it got bad and we couldn't make a shot, I think everybody kind of felt it. And then they started pressuring themselves and kind of feeling it. So they just have to relax and not put so much pressure on themselves.
Beavers win it here tonight by the count of 65-36. Coach, once again, thank you for the time here. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.